Up close, there are boundaries, barriers, borders, property lines, fences, gates. But from a distance, Beth Mittler sang in 1990, there is harmony. We all have enough. We are instruments. And from a distance, God is watching. Nice enough song, but bad theology, because God is not watching us from a distance. God is watching us up close. Our scripture readings today speak to us about borders and boundaries, foreigners and natives. Our reading from Isaiah would have been addressed to Jews returning from exile. Some were taken from the Holy Land to Babylon. If you were wealthy and you had talent and you could contribute to the community, you were taken from Israel. But if you were poor and had no skills, you were left behind. So Isaiah is addressing those who are returning, those who have been left behind, who are Jews, as well as non-Jews and foreigners. The prophet speaks of a nation that will include all those different groups. All are to keep the Sabbath and obey the covenant, and God's house would be a house of prayer for all people. St. Paul tells us that apostles were sent to Jews and to Gentiles. The call, the gifts, the mercy of God are extended to all. There is no boundary to God's grace. There is no fence around God's universal plan for salvation. In today's gospel, Jesus goes into Gentile, pagan territory, and our Lord's behavior is shocking, if not outright offensive. He ignores the woman crying out for help. He tells her his mission is for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And then he calls her a dog. Calling a Canaanite person a dog was a common and familiar favorite insult for a Jew to call a Canaanite. The passage is hard to take. And if it is a completely accurate record of what Jesus said and did, it's probably disappointing. And scholars have a tough time interpreting it. Some say Jesus even talking to her is a radical sign of affirmation. Jesus eventually does respond to her plea, and he compliments her for her great faith. Perhaps Jesus was being ironic, teasing a little bit. Or maybe the Lord was having what we call a bad day. He was human. Crossing boundaries can be messy, puzzling, confusing. And what does all this biblical border crossing have to do with us? I'm not too sure. But even though uncertain, I offer a few suggestions for myself and for you. First of all, we can't always and completely control who enters our space. And so sometimes we need to make room and we need to breathe the same air. That involves brothers and sisters living in the same house. It involves parishes and countries. Insults, destruction, and violence are beneath our dignity as human persons. All people are created in God's image and likeness. All human lives matter. Goodness, beauty, and truth are values worth defending. Evil, ugliness and lies need to be confronted and conquered, but not with evil, ugliness, and more lies. And most of us, in fact, all of us, every once in a while we speak and behave in ways that shock, disappoint, and offend. Even Jesus seemed to do that. And so there's a need to be patient. There's a need to forgive, and there's a need to be healed. Because sometimes we have very high demands of others in terms of perfection, but we're quick to make excuses for ourselves. God is watching us up close with patience and love, mercy and grace. In this life, we can't get any closer to God than at Eucharist, here and not from a distance. God speaks to us and God listens. God unites and God nourishes. God sends us to be the people He has called us to be. And we all, except perhaps for myself today, will go beyond the boundaries of church property and be the people God has called us to be.